to have an opportunity to meet him. He has a video that he has sent to us. We showed it to our Wednesday night class. I'm going to show it to you again now as Ryan talks about coming to be with us next Sunday.
How important is your family to you? Hello, River Chase. I'm Ryan Fraser, and I teach in the counseling and psychology programs at Frieda Hardeman University. I'm passionate about marriage and family, and I feel greatly honored to have been invited by your leadership to come to River Chase on February the 18th and 19th for a great weekend together focusing on faith at home. And it's been called the Faith at Home Conference, focusing on strengthening marriages, strengthening relationships in the home between parents and children, looking at biblically focused, Christ-centered ways to enhance our families and be the light to the world that God is calling us to be. I promise you it will be anything but boring. It will be interactive. And hopefully at the end of the weekend, you will see some ways that, practical ways that you can implement certain ideas into your role as a husband or wife or as a parent or as a child, and how you can bring glory to God in your relationships in the home. Again, I look forward to being with you. I plan to bring my wife with, and this is going to be a wonderful event together. God bless.
We'll say a little bit more about that in just a moment. I want to start our lesson this morning with a question. And that question is this one. Is spiritual growth individual or body? Is spiritual growth in connection with growing the body, or spiritual growth each of us individually growing? And for us to consider the answer to that question, I want to go to three passages. Now, I want you to open your Bibles and read them with me. The first one is going to be 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 14 through 17. If you're not already aware of the answer, just follow along with these verses, and I think you'll see. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, starting with verse 14, the Apostle Paul, writing to Timothy, says this: "You, however, continue in the things you have learned and that you have become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings which are able to give you wisdom that leads to salvation through faith which is in Christ Jesus. All scripture is inspired by God and is profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness, that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work." Equipped for every good work. Spiritual growth is individual. Spiritual growth is about me growing, spending time in the Word of God in order for me to grow. Hebrews chapter 13, verses 20 and 21. The Bible will tell us this. "Now the God of peace, who brought you up from the dead, or who brought up from the dead the great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the eternal covenant, even Jesus our Lord, equip you in every good thing to do his will, working in us that which is pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom the glory forever, to whom be the glory forever and ever. Amen." Here it's both. Spiritual growth is me. Spiritual growth is us. Now go to the book of Ephesians from our reading. Ephesians chapter 4, starting with verse 11. There's really not a stopping place in the book of Ephesians, because you really need to start with chapter 4, verse 1. And you really need to go through the rest of the book. But we're going to limit it to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. We're going to start with verse 11. And we're going to read down through verse 17. And he gave, talking about Jesus, who descended from heaven and has ascended back to heaven. He gave some as apostles and some as prophets. We have their words recorded for us in the New Testament. And some as evangelists and some as pastors, elders, overseers, and some as teachers for the equipping of the saints, for the work of service, till the building up of the body of Christ, until we all attain to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a mature man, to the measure of the stature which belongs to the fullness of Christ. As a result, we are no longer to be children tossed here and there by waves carried about by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men, by craftiness and deceitful scheming. But speaking the truth in love, we are to grow up in all aspects unto him who is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body, being fitted and held together by what every joint supplies, according to the proper working of each individual part, causes the growth of the body for the building up of itself in the Lord. So this I affirm, Paul says, I affirm with the Lord that you walk no longer just as the Gentiles also walk in the futility of their mind. But we put on that new man, which is made in the image and likeness of God. Ephesians 4 says, spiritual growth is body. It is individual and it is body. And as each individual grows, he helps the body to grow. We're having this conference next week. Why are we doing it? There's a key word that is used in every single one of those verses. And that key word is the word equipping. To help individuals to become equipped, trained, or encouraged to put on the Lord Jesus Christ and to walk as he would have us to walk. This conference is a Faith at Home conference. It's a Faith at Home conference which ties in with all those brochures that we have in the West Foyer and that booth that is there, which is called Faith at Home, and all the purposes for which it was put there and all the purposes for which it serves if we take use of it. And if we go to those materials and take a look at them, we'll say a little bit more about that in just a second. But another reason why we are having this conference is because you've asked for it. In the survey that we did a year or so ago, one of the things that was repeated more often than any other was, help us to have classes that will build our marriages and strengthen our marriages, and help us with information that will help us in raising our children. That's why we're having it. We're having it to equip one another, to help one another, to build up one another. And if you think that you don't have a part in the conference in order to help and to encourage and to help build up, because my kids are all grown. I don't have children anymore. I don't have children now and never have had. But you can be here to strengthen. You can be here to encourage. And you can be here to learn and to help with regard to the children that you might teach or the children that you might mentor or the children you may come in contact with in order to help them. And we're having this simply because you have asked and because this congregation, especially its eldership, desires to equip all of us for the things that we need to know in order to be faithful to God. We received the Christian Chronicle. I didn't read the article, and it was thrown away before I was able to read it, but it was read to me, which is almost as good as reading it. And it was a disturbing thing. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Tulsa, Oklahoma Saving Souls, Soul Saving Workshop, Saving Work, I can't remember the exact title. A Soul Saving Workshop that was held in Tulsa, Oklahoma for some time. I don't know that I have ever attended it. There was one time when I was taking one of her teenagers from Wisconsin to Oklahoma for a particular purpose. And I think while I was there, I may have attended one day because it just happened to coincide. But it used to be one of the largest events that was held in our brotherhood. And I realized that there may have been some problems, some other things. But the article that drew our attention at home when Jane read it was that the Tulsa Soul Winning Workshop is canceled due to lack of interest. It used to have people that numbered in the thousands, but now it is canceled because of lack of interest. In the book of Hebrews, chapter 10, verse 25, the Bible tells us, "Don't forsake the assembling of yourselves together, as the manner of some is, but encouraging one another. And so much the more as you see the day drawing nigh." What assembly? Don't forsake the assemblies. When you get together. The times when you get together. Possibly for whatever purpose. Because you're the getting together as the body. In order to encourage one another and in order to build one another up. And those are things that we are to be doing. Because individual growth is not just me in a private session. Growth in becoming what Christ would have me to be also means that I engage in the work and in the growth of the body. And that is something that we are to be doing. I'd like for you to consider a question. I'd like for you to consider something. If everyone were like you, what would happen to our Sunday school? What would happen to our Bible classes? If everyone were like you, well, what would happen to Sunday night? If everyone were like you, what would happen to our singing? If everyone were like you, what would happen to all the different things that we are a part of here at this congregation? If everyone were like you, what would happen to future events like this one coming up next Saturday? We're all a part of this body. And we need to be a part of this body, and we need to function to help each other, to encourage each other, to build each other up. Because that's the way God tells us this body is to work. We grow individually in our study of God's Word. We grow collectively as a body as we talk with each other about the Word of God, and we study together the Word of God, and as we encourage one another. And that's why we're having this, and that's why we want you to be a part of it. I'd like for you to notice on the back of the pew in the song sheets, if you're in the lower area, you have one of these sheets of paper. If you're in the balcony, you don't have one. They didn't get that high. If you're in the balcony, they're in the foyers. You can go and pick up one. On the back of it, you will find the schedule for next Saturday and for next Sunday. And I believe though Sunday night we'll have services. Is that right, Bill? Bill. We're having services next Sunday night. That's the plan. More to come. We're having services next Sunday night. We're having services next Sunday night after this is over. On the front is a registration. If you haven't registered, please do that. You can do it online. You can fill it out and just leave it in the pew. You can fill it out and leave it in one of the baskets that's outside. So far, our registration is 90 people. And if you are able to come and can come, we would encourage you strongly to come. And also, there's a check mark for Sunday lunch. The Sunday lunch is for those that are going to be staying for the afternoon session. And if you're going to be staying for the afternoon session and would like to take part in the Sunday lunch for next Sunday, then by all means check that so we'll have an idea of how many people to prepare for with regard to the meal. I want you to notice some things that we have in the foyer in the West Wing at our Faith at Home reference station. I went through this week, I wrote down every title that we have listed, but you're not going to have to look at with me at every title. It would take up too many slides to put every title. But I want you to ask yourself as we go through this, do you know of anybody that needs this? Are you in need of this? Have you ever been asked a question by someone about one of these things? And think of this resource that you have available to you in order to offer help and to give them the start of resources to where they can go and look. Have you ever taken the time to take a look at our Faith at Home station and all the things that are offered there? Let me give you an idea of what's there. These are in the little booklets called Faith at Home Pointers. And here are some of the titles that are available. Discipline with young children, grieving, death, divorce, separation, or change. Prodigal kids, when they reject your beliefs. Difficult marriages, finding hope and finding help. Building a strong marriage. Intentional parenting. Again, some more of those pointers. Facing infertility. Single, should you pursue marriage? Caring for aged parents. A difficult teen navigating rebellion. Unplanned pregnancy. The empty nest. Launching young adults. And then there are also smaller booklets, just two pages. Things written on one side, then on the other. Faith at Home, which is Faith Path. These are the topics. Giving and serving. Teach your child to make a difference. Prepare to lead your child to Christ. Purity. Give a vision for God-honoring thoughts and actions. The Bible. Open God's Word to your child. And all of these different things are available at our station back there. Again, worship. Teach your child how to adore God. Family time. Create intentional moments. Blessing. Affirm your child's value. Prayer. Teach your child to talk to God. The rite of passage. Give a vision for adulthood. But there are many more topics besides these. These mostly center around marriages and raising children, but there are so many others that don't pertain to raising children. They pertain to every aspect of life. And all that you have to do is to go by and take a look at what's there. And in addition to that, those individuals that are there at the Faith at Home booth can help you, or some of us can help you. If you have a particular problem, chances are very likely that we have somebody in this congregation who has been through that very problem and is willing and ready to help you as you have to deal with it. And all that we need to know is the kind of problem that you're having to deal with, and we can very likely put you in touch with someone that can be of great deal of help and service to you in regard to all of these things. And the whole reason is about equipping, helping all of us to grow in our likeness and image of Jesus Christ. And that's why we're having the conference, in order to help do that with regard to marriages and with regard to children. And that's why we have the Faith at Home booth. And that's why we work together as a congregation, in order that we might build each other up and equip one another to become more and more like Christ would have us to be, individually and as a body of Christians. So make your plans to be with us next Saturday at 1 o'clock, and then next Sunday as we have our Faith at Home conference. And we hope you'll fill out the registration so we can have an idea that you're coming and that you'll leave that. And we look forward to having all of us and to having Ryan with us next week as he presents that information and that knowledge that we so desperately need to each and every one of us. We want to give you an opportunity, if you're ready to become a Christian, to become a Christian. If you need to come home to Christ, we want to give you that opportunity. And if you desire to respond to His invitation, we offer that invitation to you as together we stand and as we sing.